Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today, activists on board a Gaza-bound aid flotilla said the Israeli Navy has begun intercepting their vessels. Israel has stopped a total of 14 flotilla vessels carrying aid to Gaza. However, a further 23 boats or thereabouts are continuing to sail onwards. The flotilla consists of more than 40 civilian boats with about 500 parliamentarians, lawyers and activists, and is carrying medicine and food for Gaza. To get the latest on what is going on, I'm joined by Tariq Rauf, spokesperson for the Global Summit Flotilla. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, the news is coming in dribs and drabs. We're not entirely sure exactly what's happening. Can you bring us the latest, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually up to about 30 confirmed intercepted vessels with 10 more that we are still have lost touch with. As far as we know, most of our vessels have been intercepted legally by Israel, meaning that our participants have also been illegally kidnapped by Israel and taken ashore.
Now, the Israel is posting stuff saying that they are safe, they will be brought to Israel, and then they will be legally deported. What do you say to that? Because does this amount to an illegal action on the high seas by Israel?
Oh, absolutely. So it's interesting that they're saying that they would be legally deported when they were legally kidnapped. The UN Security Council Resolution 1860, this was passed in 2009. It calls for unimpeded humanitarian access to Gaza and underlines an obligation to allow free flow of goods and aid. So under that resolution alone, their actions are illegal. And any sort of blockade that Israel forms on Gaza is considered a form of collective punishment, which is in breach of Article 33 of the Geneva Convention. So everything Israel is doing, those are international waters. They do not have jurisdiction over international waters. So they did not have jurisdiction to either blockade Gaza or intercept anyone trying to bring aid to Gaza.
They will make the point, as they have done, that this is not really about aid. The amount of aid that could be brought on this flotilla would not really amount to very much. It might be a small help, but it wouldn't be very much. In any event, they say, hand over the aid and we'll pass it on to the people of Gaza. What do you make of those two contentions?
I don't take them very seriously when they've consistently lied about their own actions and also have broken their own ceasefire agreements over the last 2 years. It has been proven time and time again, when you look at Israel's words and versus their actions, you cannot trust their words. You can only trust their actions. And their actions have told us that they will not provide the aid because, I mean, they've refused to provide aid to the people of Gaza now. They're still not letting in the adequate amount of trucks or aid. So why would we believe them?
In any event, the amount of aid on board, and I mean, there is some food aid and other vital supplies for the people of Gaza, they say, you know, doesn't amount to much. That what this is really about is not aid, but a publicity stunt.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know, I've heard the word publicity stunt a lot over the last 24 hours, and it's very interesting. The one thing I would say is that it's not necessarily only about aid. It's also about holding our leaders accountable for allowing Israel to commit the genocide that it has been complicit in over the last 2 years, holding our leaders accountable for letting it happen and not doing their duty in international law to stop it. And also, I would say this is about showing the world what happens when we can unite and stand together against systemic injustice, against colonization and oppression. It proves to the people that we can do something about it if we're actually willing to get up and unite.
Now, on this program, we have analyzed the 20-point so-called peace plan advanced by Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu without any input from the Palestinian side. And the odds of it succeeding are very low because there are so many caveats along the way, so many things that must happen. And in fact, giving Palestinians or giving Hamas a 3-day deadline for a conflict which even Trump himself has said has gone on for centuries is ludicrous. But the contention, I think, by the Italian Prime Minister that this activity by the flotilla could be jeopardizing that very peace process. What do you say?
That peace process isn't really a peace process if the Palestinians aren't at the table, I don't think. And Italy is jeopardizing the peace process by saying that you would protect the people aboard the flotilla and then leaving us in the middle of the Mediterranean to fend for ourselves when it was about to get dicey. These international leaders need to realize that they are the ones upending the peace process by not holding Israel accountable for the war crimes that they're continuously committing. They've had countless opportunities to try and hold Israel accountable and do more than just words, and they've failed us.
What information do you have as to the manner of the seizing of these vessels by the Israelis? I mean, what weaponry did they use?
So they were essentially using the biggest weapon that they were using against these vessels are like skunk water sprays. So they were using water cannons to douse the participants in what is very well known in both in like the West Bank as skunk water. It's like this really putrid, disgusting chemical process, like it's a non-lethal weapon generally used for riot dispersal. And they were aiming it directly at the vessels that they were encircling, mostly the smaller ships. So what they were doing is they would circle a lot of the vessels and then occasionally pick one of them or a few of them and to spray them with skunk water, I guess, just to use their classic psychological warfare tactics to make it as uncomfortable as possible.
Do you accept that it's inevitable, given the Israeli track record, that none of the vessels in the flotilla will actually make it to their destination, no aid will be delivered, and that everyone will either be, depending on their nationality, I suppose, deported or imprisoned?
It is very possible. And this is exactly why we are begging the international community to help us create a humanitarian corridor. This is why we need aid to get delivered to the people of Gaza. And if they aren't going to let the aid be delivered through the land borders, and air aid, delivering aid through the air is really just not good because it kills civilians when it drops on them. So delivering aid through the sea is one of the only means that we have to be able to end this blockade. We need nations to figure out ways to get NGOs on the sea and deliver a constant stream of humanitarian aid, because at this rate, it looks like the sea is the only way if they won't open up those borders.
Do you remember the Americans put up a flotation, barge off the coast of Gaza? It lasted for a very short time before it was removed. So that it doesn't seem to be a possible way at the moment. But from the Israeli point of view, they would probably say, if we allow even one vessel from this flotilla in, a principle will have been established that would allow maybe more serious vessels, maybe even accompanied by navies of various European countries, to allow vessels to get very close to Gaza and subsequently land.
I mean, that's the hope. We would hope that many more vessels would come to Gaza and deliver aid, you know?
But the Israelis want to make sure there's no precedent established by this flotilla.
Exactly. This is all about making sure that they that we do not succeed in our precedent of creating humanitarian corridor, that we do not succeed in our precedent of ending the illegal blockade and ending the illegal siege on Gaza. That is exactly what they want. They will do anything to make sure that they can remain in control of Gaza, which is not theirs, and according to the UN, is Palestinian territory, therefore is Palestine. So we cannot we have to do everything that we can do to fight them against this, because they do not have control. They should not have control over Gaza or the West Bank. And we need to think critically about what they're doing to the West Bank as equally as we are thinking about what they're doing to Gaza.
Tariq Rauf, spokesperson for the Global Summit Flotilla. Tariq, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.